Internet of Things Sweden, IoT Sweden, started in 2014 when Internet of Things was a buzzword. The development of IoT has progressed rapidly since then, and today we question whether we even need to talk about the concept of the Internet of Things. I mean, most things are to some extent connected and integrated. In this episode, you will meet Katrin Ditz, the program director of IoT Sweden. And we will have a conversation about our strategic innovation program and the use of IoT in Swedish municipalities and regions. My name is Maria Bergenheim, and you're listening to IoT Sweden's podcast about innovative IoT solutions in the public sector. Well, welcome to all our listeners to another episode of the IoT Public Sector podcast. And hello and welcome, Katrin Ditz.
Thank you.
You started as the program director at IoT Sweden this autumn and will head the program until it ends in 2026. So IoT Sweden is one of 17 strategic innovation programs, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But first, a bit more about you, Katrin. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you. Well, I am an engineer, and I do believe in the possibilities of making people's lives better by technology. And that in this sense, we talk about digitalization and IoT, but my interest is bigger than that. So that can be electrification or water supply, if you go back a bit. So this possibility of using different technologies to improve societies and people's lives has been with us for a long time. And that, I would say, is what my working life has been centered around.
Mm. How has the job been so far?
Since I came here as a program director, yes, it's been very intense. This is my first time working at a university, so that's new. Mm. Even though the questions about municipalities and regions and using this kind of techniques in those with these organizations isn't new to me, but mm-hmm. but it's my first time in a university, so very intense, a lot of fun. Mm. It's not an easy job. It's a job that goes across a lot of organizations and kind of big areas. So you could get lost.
Yeah. we'll talk more about that in a moment. But I thought I'd give our listeners a brief overview of IoT Sweden and our context. So as I mentioned, we started in 2014. And like all the other strategic innovation programs, the lifespan is maximum 12 years. So, and as you mentioned, IoT Sweden is hosted by Uppsala University and led by a board of trustees. And I myself work at the program office together with you, Katrin, and five more colleagues. And our program is jointly funded by the Swedish innovation agency Vinnova, the Swedish energy agency, and Formas. Our main objective is to fund innovative IoT projects within the public sector, right? And we do that via open calls, and we have projects in our portfolio that are centered around some main themes, for example, healthcare, IoT infrastructure, climate and environment, smart city, and IoT procurement. That's an important theme for the public sector. And of course, standardization is another important theme. But Katrin, can you please describe how the program has developed since we started?
Well, it's been 9 years, almost 9 years. So, of course, a lot of things has happened. In general, you could say that it's been a shift, a slow shift, and it's still ongoing, that we started out more centered around technology itself. Mm-hmm. And now we've developed into something that focus more on organizations and people. Mm-hmm. And that is for two reasons. The first is that the technique has become more mature, more easy to use, so to speak.
Mm.
And the second reason is that we've learned in this program and with all the organizations we've worked with that to really maximize the use of IoT becomes more and more about people and change management rather than the technique itself.
Mm. How is that?
Because everything is about people.
Mm.
Especially when you look at municipalities and regions, they are there to serve people. And if we want to, and that is the aim, to make life better, and also there's a lot of expectations on increased efficiency.
Mm.
That is about people, the people that are to have the services from municipalities and regions, and also the people working in these organizations.
In the introduction, I questioned whether we even need to talk about the Internet of Things. Do we need to talk about the Internet of Things?
Yes, we do, and that's why we do it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do, but we also need to be careful concerning how we do it, in what framework and for what purpose. It's nothing in itself, or it's something in itself, but it doesn't stand alone, especially with our ambitions to work with regions and municipalities. So we need to really be careful about how we bring it up and in what context and with what knowledge at the table.
Mm.
So, but the answer is yes, we need to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, because nowadays everybody talks about AI, and maybe we have to connect IoT into the
this. Absolutely, and AI is a huge thing, of course. If you want the short version of connecting them together, you could say that data is the food of AI, and IoT is a generator of data. So they are connected, but even more so, I think it's important with that framework or the context that those things need to be in a bigger map to make sense to the municipalities, regions, and people.
Mm.
And that doesn't make it easier all the time, but it's a demand we need to have on ourselves.
Mm. Another important thing for IoT Sweden is to be a community of knowledge. I mean, to transfer knowledge is a big part of our work. Could you describe why that is important for us?
Well, it's important because to succeed, we need to combine different skills. As we already talked about, this is about a technique, or not a technique, a lot of techniques. And it's about people, and it's about the all the things that a municipality and a region is supposed to deliver.
Mm.
And that includes a lot of different skills.
Mm. Mm.
You mentioned procurement, how the laws are set up. Of course, the knowledge about the technique, but more importantly, the knowledge for all those people working in the regions and the municipalities. And we need to combine all those skills. And that is a work, because every skill tend to have their own languages.
Mm.
Not totally, but to a certain extent anyway. So the work of combining knowledges and skills it's really something to do, and something that municipalities and regions need.
Mm.
And that is also what we've heard in the program, that is what they need from us.
We often say that we operate in an ecosystem of stakeholders.
Mm.
Who are these stakeholders?
There are many, first of all. And we've mentioned a lot of times already the municipalities and the regions, but also we need to bring up the companies, the ones that construct and deliver those solutions. So we have a lot of companies that we work with, big and small, and also those companies coming together in different types of organizations. So those stakeholders are really important to us too. We have the other strategic innovation programs, as we also mentioned already. They are 17, but also some of them, maybe not even a handful, is closer to us because they work with things that come close to IoT. So those are stakeholders. And the universities all around Sweden and the research, those are also stakeholders. And then we have other different types of communities like ourselves. They doesn't need to be a strategic innovation program. It can be something else. But organizations and people coming together to work for a certain purpose. So we have several of these that are maybe not stakeholders all the time, sometimes, but anyway, organizations that we need to work with, and also sometimes much closer. So there's a lot of more talks and cooperations that we need to build.
Yeah. Are there any international stakeholders that are particularly interesting, would you say?
We do have work with several, not maybe stakeholders, but different countries. We have a development. We've been working internationally for a long time now, like the other, like the other strategic innovation programs. And we've focused on two things, I would say, in this work. The first thing is that we are trying to help Swedish companies to deliver their solutions abroad, mostly Europe, but it could also be wider than Europe. Yeah. That is one thing. And the other thing is to highlight and contribute to the need of standards, international standards for handling all this data that we mentioned. So those are two really, really big things about the international work.
Yeah, two good examples of what we do. Let's talk about Swedish municipalities a bit. I mean, you have extensive experience on this topic, working both in a municipality and with municipalities. And we often talk about collaboration between municipalities being incredibly important. I mean, we shouldn't reinvent the wheel 290 times, but instead help each other. And for our international listeners, there are 290 municipalities in Sweden, so that's why we shouldn't reinvent the wheel 290 times. But we also often talk about the challenge of not working in silos within a municipality, but rather across administrative boundaries. So yet many municipalities are struggling with exactly this. Why is it so difficult to share experience and knowledge?
If we look at a certain municipality, the internal perspective, we need to start with realizing just how wide those perspectives are. A municipality is doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And do have a lot of different tasks at hand with different skills. So sometimes, of course, co-work is needed across the organization within a municipality, but not to 100%, because there are also specialty skills in each part of the municipality. So that's one thing we need to remember. Sometimes the knowledge and the sharing of solutions might need to be in a certain area of a municipality. So not all the parts of the municipality needs to co-work with other municipalities in general. One can go special per area. So that is the challenge and the possibility, as I see, to realize how broad a municipality is and to find really where this co-work needs to be increased.
Why does IoT Sweden focus on public sector?
That was a decision It wasn't a focus from the beginning. It started out as more of a general program, and then it was identified like a need in for this national program. Mm. And it focuses on municipalities and public sector and regions when it comes to using the solutions. But the focus is also on companies and on universities and the knowledge building.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of those things that makes IoT Sweden to what it is. So the user side or the demand side, you can find it in the municipalities and regions. But the program itself has a focus also on the ones that can deliver the solutions, mostly companies.
According to you, what are the biggest challenges for a program like IoT Sweden?
I would say that the biggest challenge is the same as the biggest strength.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the holistic perspective. We talk about techniques, but we also talk about the behavioral part of it, the people.
Mm.
And we don't choose. We focus on public sector, regions, municipalities, and the companies, and the international perspective. So we don't really, I mean, we choose to focus on IoT, but otherwise we don't choose much.
Mm.
So we focus on a holistic perspective.
Mm.
And that is a real strength, and it's asked for.
Mm.
But it's also a challenge,
mm.
especially when we are to end this program in 3 years.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that, the last 3 years.
Yes, we've just had, we're in the end of a review, the 9-year review, and from that we will get, we already have started to get a lot of most valuable feedback from experts of different kinds on how to focus during those 3 years. And it's a lot about making the most of what we've learned. So, and also to suggest how to proceed the work, even if IoT Sweden as a strategic innovation program doesn't exist anymore after those 12 years, mm-hmm. the questions and the challenges still do exist. So we are to work a lot about suggestions and ideas and strategic views on how to proceed, not to lose sight of or mm. to lose the results that we've made during these 12 years. So it's really about an ending.
Mm.
And if that sounds a little bit vague at the moment, it's because it is. That is the work we need to do now.
Yeah, we have that ahead of us.
We have that ahead of us.
Here comes a personal question. What drives you in your work?
That is a lot about what I was talking about in the beginning. My strong belief in how technique can make people's lives better.
Mm.
And that is also personal. If I go back some generations, like most of us, I mean, we haven't... The techniques that we use today haven't been there all the time when it comes to electricity or water.
Mm.
So one can think of older relatives and see what has happened during their lifetime. It's not that old.
Mm.
And also I did my master thesis in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
And there I learned, it was about rural electrification. And that is really, really strongly connected to development of a society, because it's about the ability to go to school. If you have no electric lights when it's dark, it's hard to do your homework. So education and electrification has a very strong connection. And I've really seen that happening in Tanzania, as it happened in Sweden only about 100 years before.
Mm, interesting. Well, finally, you usually ask us at the program office to summarize our meetings with one word or a sentence. So about this conversation, I would say looking forward to 3 more years. What do you say, Katrin?
I'm very happy to be here, of course, in the studio, but what I mean is in the program. It's a very exciting and not easy job to do. So I'm also looking forward to these years ahead. And we have a lot to do, but we also have a lot of possibilities.
We're so happy to have you here, Katrin. Thanks a lot to Katrin Ditz, IT Sweden's program director, for this conversation.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast from IT Sweden, a strategic innovation program funded by Vinnova, the Swedish Energy Agency, and Formas. The music is written by Johannes Bergenheim, and my name is Maria Bergenheim.